I can't hear anything. No sounds or no music or anything. I can hear now. Good morning, America. Hello, the world. This is Bill Brumbaugh, your host of the Proactive News here on Republic Radio. Boy, we've got a ton of information to bring to you. Art Bernclaw, my guest on Veterans Issues, is going to be with us because I think that's one of the most important things going on in the world. Art, are you with us? Art, good morning.
Always good to work with you.
Hey, how are you doing? I thought I'd bring up an issue that I find real important. It's like it's the suicides among the middle-aged. It's like it spiked. It's at the highest rate it's ever been right now. And it appears it's the veterans group, the people who've been through the war, who are committing suicide. Now, I'm waiting for the military to use that. So what the CDC said, it's like, no, I think the fact is these guys aren't getting proper treatment. Very little or no attention is being paid to them. The Congress and Senate is turning a deaf ear. And it's like, it just makes me sick, some of the stats I have out of that article. And I just can't understand how the people of this country can do with it. I really can't understand it.
Well, Bill, I'll tell you something. What they're doing to the young people of this nation is the worst crime, and they have committed some terrible crimes in Washington. This is the worst crime of all, what they're doing, and... here's an article by Penny Coleman here on this, and I believe you sent this to me a short while ago. The military refuses to come clean, and they insist the high rates are due to personal problems, not experience in combat. I mean, did you ever hear such twaddle in your life?
Well, it's like the fact is, personal problems might be part of the issue with the normal person, but with the veterans, post-traumatic stress disorder is a major thing. It's like the fact is, this is the highest the suicide rate has been, 16.6 out of 100,000 since 1982. It's incredible.
Well, you know, they're trying to pull the same crap that they've been pulling right along from Vietnam and here. PTSD doesn't exist. This is what they're trying to tell us, and this is what they're trying to tell the brain-dead public here in this country, who's only interested in NASCAR and their wrestling show. And they'll believe anything anyone tells them. And like earlier this year, using the clout that only major broadcast networks seem to be capable of mustering, CBS News contacted the governments of all 50 states requesting their official records of death by suicide going back 12 years. They heard back from 45 of the 50, which is pretty good that they heard back from 45 of the 50. From the mountains of gathered information, they sifted out the suicides of those Americans who had served in the armed forces, and what they discovered is that in 2005 alone, and remember, this is just 45 states, there were at least 6,256 veteran suicides, 120 every week for a year, and an average of 17 every day. And if that's not a stunning figure, I don't know what is. Now, as the Penny Coleman is the widow of a Vietnam vet who killed himself after coming home. And as the she's an author of a book also. I interviewed dozens of other women who also had lost husbands, sons, or fathers to PTSD and suicide in the aftermath of the war in Vietnam, and I'm deeply grateful to CBS for undertaking this long overdue investigation. I'm also heartbroken that the numbers are so astonishingly high, and tentatively optimistic that perhaps now there are hard numbers to attest to the magnitude of the problem. It'll finally be taken seriously.
Yeah, it's like it just bites as far as I'm concerned because it takes so long to get this stuff to a head. But listen, we've got to take a break. Let's take that quick break. It'll be a couple minutes. Bill Brumbaugh, R. Bernclaw, bringing you the Proactive News.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
And we are back.
Yes, we are. This is Bill Brumbaugh. I wanted to mention real quick, you know, as far as being a veteran, I'm not. I enlisted, it's like the fact was, so I had an abnormal hole in my heart, which runs in my family, and I didn't know until I went into to enlist, and they turned me down. They totally turned me down. This was at the end of the Vietnam War. And it's like I had friends that came back, I talked to them. Some of them suffered mental trauma. But the fact is, they all recovered. Everybody I knew recovered. So it's like, I think the PTSD is like, is just kind of a fraud in some ways. So I know that's kind of a harsh thing to say. I'll probably have a call or two later. But it's like, the fact is that we need to embrace the truth. And the fact is, the suicide issue is a big one, because they're saying this is, the CDC and the FDA said, well, this is due to improper drug use. I have questions on that.
Don't feel too bad about being turned down, because, you know, Jack LaLanne?
Yeah.
Okay, he was turned down in World War II as being physically unfit because he had flat feet. And he was turned down, so don't feel too bad about it.
I don't feel too bad now. It's like at the time I was shook up, but I got thinking, well, you know, after I read all the articles and saw the way the veterans were treated by the media and public, that was all a setup. It was a setup by the media. But the fact is, I'm really glad that I ended up not going. I really am.
That's good. Well, you know, when the new wars began, Iraq and the war in Kuwait, when the new wars began, and in spite of a continuous flood of alarming reports, the Department of Defense has managed to keep what has clearly become an epidemic of death beneath the radar of public awareness by systematically concealing statistics about soldier suicides. Now, they've done everything from burying them on official casualty lists in a category they call accidental non-combat deaths to outright lying to the parents of dead soldiers. And the Department of Veterans Affairs has rubber-stamped their disinformation, continuing to insist that their studies indicate that soldiers are killing themselves not because of their combat experience, but because they have personal problems. I mean, of course they have personal problems with what their government has been doing to them.
I was going to say, you can't live in this country without having personal political
problems. Right. Now, active duty soldiers, however, they're only part of the story. One of the well-known characteristics of post-traumatic stress injuries is that the onset of symptoms is very often delayed, sometimes for decades. Now, veterans of World War II, Korea, and Vietnam are still taking their own lives because new PTSD symptoms have been triggered, or old ones re-triggered by stories and images from these new wars. Now, their deaths, like the deaths of more recent veterans, are written up in hometown newspapers. They are locally mourned but officially ignored. The VA doesn't track or count them. It never has. Both the VA and the Pentagon deny that the problem exists, and sanctimoniously, they point to a lack of evidence that they themselves have refused to gather. Now, they managed this smoke and mirrors trick for decades, in large part because suicide makes people very uncomfortable. And it's also been called that most secret death because nobody wants to talk about it. Now, over time, in different parts of the world, attitudes have fluctuated between the belief that the act is a sin, a rite, a crime, a romantic gesture, an act of consummate bravery, or a symptom of mental illness. It has never, however, been emotionally a neutral issue. In the United States, the rationalism of our legal system has acknowledged for 300 years that the act is almost always symptomatic of a mental illness. For those same 300 years, organized religions have stubbornly maintained that it's a sin. In fact, the very worst sin, the one that is never forgiven because it's too late to say you're sorry. The contradiction between religious doctrine and secular law has left suicide in some kind of nether space which the fundamentals of our system of justice and belief are disrupted. A terrible crime has been committed, a murder, and yet there can be no restitution, no punishment as sin or as mental illness. The origins of suicide live in the mind, elusive, invisible, associated with the mysterious, the secretive and the undisciplined, a kind of omnipresent orange alert. Beware the abnormal.
Well, see, like, you know, on the 13th, Joseph Galloway, the man who wrote the excellent book that based the movie We Were Soldiers on, and an actual combat veteran to an extent, because I saw the movie, and it's like, I just finally saw it. It's like, it just really shook me up how these guys were treated. It's like, they were saying, well, get the colonel out of there. It's like, and don't let him die, because if he dies, it'll be a massacre. That was their word. Joseph Galloway has been a veterans advocate since Vietnam, at least. And it's like, he just amazed me that he's still alive, because I see this article. He wrote
Bill, hold for a few seconds, Bill. I've got to pick up another line.
That's okay. And the article is called Commentary, The Disgraceful Treatment of Our Veterans. And that's the fact, folks. The way they're treating them since the Iraq War has taken place, the fact that these guys are the all-time in terms of amputations, getting some limbs replaced, things like that, it just amazes me how bold he can be. And yet hardly anyone in this country, anyone practically in the world, wants to deal with this issue. And it's like, this could be some factor dealing with suicide. It's like they've gotten very competent at replacing limbs. But I saw a special on
I'm back.
The Discovery Channel, the fact is this guy they were featuring was skiing. He had lost both his arms. It just really amazed me. He had such a good attitude, but the guy has committed suicide since this article was written. It just really... he talks about how disgraceful the treatment of the veterans is. If the fact is that nobody seems to give a darn, nobody seems to dig in, and nobody seems to deal with this in a realistic way. I had researched the guy's name and found out he committed suicide. Now, it's like I know the article was released on the 14th of December, but the fact is that the issue is much older than that, and the truth is he had it printed in McClatchy newspapers and did a hell of a job. But it's like the fact is nobody seems to deal with the reality of what really happens and what the attitude of these soldiers are when they come back.
Well, McClatchy newspapers is our friends. They print the truth, like most of the others do not. They print the truth. That's a good member of the media that we value. Now, for years now, the administration has been blasting us with high-decibel, righteous posturing about suicide bombers. And those subhumans who do that, they do the unthinkable. They use their own bodies as lethal weapons. These people aren't like us. They don't value life the way we do. Runs the familiar xenophobic subtext. And sometimes the text isn't even sub. Many terrorists who kill innocent men, women, and children on the streets of Baghdad are followers of the same murderous ideology that took the lives of our citizens in New York and Washington and Pennsylvania. I refer to September 11th. Now, the invasion of Iraq, Islam, fanatic fundamentalism, and human bombs. This is all together. Now, Bush has also expressed the opinion that suicide bombers are motivated by despair, neglect, and poverty. The demographic statistics on suicide bombers suggest that this isn't necessarily the case. Most of the September 11th terrorists came from comfortable middle to upper middle class families and were well educated. Ironically, despair, neglect, and poverty may be far more significant factors in the deaths of American soldiers and veterans who are taking their own lives. Now, consider the 25% of enlistees and the 50% of reservists who have come back from the war with serious mental health issues. Let me repeat that. 25% of enlistees and 50% of reservists have come back with serious mental health issues. Now, despair seems an entirely appropriate response to the realization that the nightmares and flashbacks may never go away, and that your ability to function in society and to manage relationships, work schedules, or crowds will never be reliable. How not to despair if your prognosis is, suck it up, soldier, this may never stop. Neglect. The VA's current backlog is 770,000 cases that we know of. Aside from the appalling conditions in many VA hospitals, when I'm talking about backlog, these are disability cases that the VA has been stalling for years and years, and it keeps growing. Every time you turn around, that amount keeps growing larger and larger. And the Veterans Administration isn't doing anything to cut this down. They're as happy as pigs and you know what when they can deny a claim. Now, in 2004, the last year which statistics are available, almost 6 million veterans and their families were without any health care at all. 6 million! Now, most of them are working people, too poor to afford private coverage, but not poor enough to qualify for Medicaid or means-tested VA care. Soldiers and veterans need help right now. The help is not there, and the conversations about what needs to be done are only now just beginning. Poverty, the symptoms of PTSD, post-traumatic stress injuries, or traumatic brain injuries, often make getting and keeping a job an insurmountable challenge. The New York Times reported that although veterans make up only 11% of the adult population, they make up 26% of the homeless. Now, if that doesn't translate into despair, neglect, and poverty, well, I'm not sure the distinction is one worth quibbling about.
Well, there's it's like you make the point there. It's like one quarter of the homeless people in America are military veterans.
Exactly.
One quarter. Anyways, this is where we're going to hold right there. Art and I will be back in a couple minutes here on the Proactor News on Republic Radio. Please stay tuned.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Bill Brumbaugh on our Burn Claw. You know, it's like we're talking about issues people don't really want to deal with. It's like I do a lot of stuff on veterans issues because part of the thing is I couldn't serve. It's like I'm glad I didn't, but it's like as I look back and see how things have turned out and this war and how things are being so manipulated, it's like we're at a point now where it's like, you know, as bad as things have been in the past, I think they're going to do nothing but get worse.
That's right. And we're going to talk about that today. Now, continuing what we were talking about on the suicides, there's a particularly terrible irony in the relationship between suicide bombers and the suicides of American soldiers and veterans, with the possible exception of some sadists and psychopaths. Americans don't enlist.
You talk about Bush's administration? No,
yep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm
all right.
Sorry.
Americans don't enlist in the military because they want to kill civilians, and they don't sign up with the expectation of killing themselves. Now, how incredibly sad that so many end up dying of remorse for having performed acts that so disturb their sense of moral selfhood that they sentence themselves to death. And there's something so smugly superior in the way we talk about suicide bombers and the cultures that produce them. But here's an unsettling thought. In 2005, 6,256 American veterans took their own lives. That same year, there were about 130 documented deaths of suicide bombers in Iraq. Now, you do the math. That's a ratio of 50 to 1. So who is it that most effectively is creating a suicide a culture of suicide and martyrdom. If George Bush is right, that is despair, neglect, and poverty that drive people to such acts. And then it isn't worth pointing out that we're doing a far better job of that. Now, I say about, because in the aftermath of a suicide bombing, it's very often difficult for observers to determine how many individual bodies have been blown to pieces. And as I said before, the lady who wrote this article, Penny Coleman, is the widow of a Vietnam veteran who took his own life after coming home. And her latest book is called, if people are taking notes, Flashback, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, Suicide, and the Lessons of War. And her blog is Flashback. Now, I've just gotten something here from Michael Davis of the Vietnam Combat Veterans Limited. And kind of interesting that I think people should know about. Now, the current situation is about the VA and the VA secretary and the past VA secretaries and present VA secretaries and even future VA secretaries. It appears that the current situation is the near culmination of a plan that was formally put into place 11 years ago by Anthony Principi and company. He's the former secretary of the VA. Now, we don't know yet, and we may never even be able to establish exactly just when exactly the plan was first concocted. However, it was first presented by a congressional commission that Principi headed in 1996, which follows, these are the approximate dates, 1998, while Principi is Deputy Secretary of the Veterans Administration, the QTC Corporation of Diamond Bar, California, that's Principi's own company, gets their first VA contracts. That's 1998. In 1999, Principi suddenly leaves the VA and becomes QTC's president, during which two-year tenure, QTC's VA contracts grow to $18 million. Now we come to the year 2001. Principi suddenly leaves QTC with a going-away present of $250,000 and becomes Secretary of the VA, during which four-year tenure, QTC's VA contracts grow to $1.2 billion. That $250,000, that going-away present, was a bonus to quadruple the VA's contract with QTC. Now we come to 2005. Principi suddenly leaves DVA and becomes chairman of QTC's board. Now, why did he leave the Veterans Administration? He left the Veterans Administration because the scientific reports started coming in from Europe about how disastrous depleted uranium is and all the cancers and leukemias it was causing, and cancers and leukemias in future years coming down these years will keep increasing due to Iraq being a toxic wasteland with all the thousands of tons of depleted uranium buried in the sand out there. Now, he becomes chairman, Principi, of the QTC's board, which two-year tenure, James Peake, United States Army retired, was under his tutelage at QTC.
It's like, hold on, Art. Let's pick this up after we get back at the bottom half. This is Bill Brumbaugh, Art Brunkhoff, bringing you the proactive news live on Republic Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, friends, Art Brunkle and I are back. He's been talking primarily about perhaps the worst VA secretary we've ever had, Anthony Principe.
Principe, yeah. Okay, year 2001. Principe suddenly leaves QTC Corporation with a $250,000, that's a quarter of $1 million, going away present, and becomes the secretary of the VA, during which four-year tenure, QTC's VA contracts grow to $1.2 billion. Now, in 2005, Principe leaves the VA and becomes chairman of QTC's board, during which two-year tenure General James Peake, United States Army retired, was under his tutelage at QTC. General Peake had previously been in command. He was the Surgeon General, and it was in command of Walter Reed Hospital while Building 18's condition and its combat injured residents' treatment was rapidly degenerating. Now, 2007, this year, just a few weeks ago, President Bush nominated General Peake to become the Secretary of the VA. And we had planned to stay off their case. This is coming from Michael Davis of Vietnam Combat Vets. We had planned to stay off their case, at least publicly, until after Peake's Senate confirmation hearings, which were scheduled for March. And then just around tax time, they were going to go public with how this cabal has been stealing their tax money from combat-disabled veterans and America's taxpayers and putting it in their own pockets.
The Atlantic City scandal.
Oh, yes. Now, the confirmation hearings were pushed up secretly by the Senate, and they had it about 2 weeks ago, and General Peak is now the head of the VA and replacing Nicholson, who was also a terrible secretary of the VA, not even qualified. The only qualification he had is he was a multimillionaire real estate developer. They've replaced Mr. Nicholson, who resigned. Mr. Nicholson is now on trial. That case on the West Coast in San Francisco with 800,000 veterans going after him for constitutional and due process and civil rights. Now, replacing Nicholson with this guy, Peak, is the same thing as replacing Lucky Luciano with Al Capone. This is just about a facsimile. Now, even though that circumstance does exist, it appears not to be the real reason. Now, mounting evidence is indicating and proving now they're knowingly and willfully gutted the competence and capacity out of the Department of Defense and the VA's medical and disability processing staffs to further justify farming out more of these contracts to QTC and thereby to themselves.
Well, and the privatized maintenance at Walter Reed has been disgusting.
It's been terrible.
Horrible. It's been abysmal, abominable. It's been inexcusable.
Well, the real bitch of the deal is they're getting a lot of extra money from ever-growing numbers of combat-disabled veterans whose VA claims can be either denied outright or lowballed on the basis of the single physical exam process that will be further trumped up by QTC. And he says that's our take on the situation. Now, this is related directly to the Dole Shalala Commission, in which they want to do away with the Department of Defense evaluating people and let the VA do everything. And we're saying the VA already has too much power. The VA is 770,000 claims behind, and the VA really shouldn't exist. The VA should be disbanded, shut down, and the Government Accountability Office should take over the running of any veterans' problems. It should be handled by the Government Accountability Office, and all of those executives and bureaucrats should be fired immediately. The same guys that pay each other bonuses to deny veteran claims. And here's something related. This is coming out of the Army Times. William McMichael has the byline on here, and it's Department of Defense Disability Evaluation System Update, 2007. The Defense Department will soon unveil a new streamlined disability evaluation system that, in tandem with the VA, will replace the current cumbersome process with a single exam and single disability rating. Because the VA is more effective than the DOD at underrating or totally denying veteran service-connected disabilities. The reason they're doing it is because the VA can think of more and better reasons to deny claims. And this is what the Dole Shalala Commission, phony as it was, has accomplished. Now, according to a copy of the plan obtained by the Military Times and confirmed by Pentagon officials, veterans medically retired from the service will be able to apply for and get VA benefits immediately. Immediately? Don't be too sure. Now, overall, the time spent in the system from the point of service member is found unfit for duty until he begins receiving VA disability payments will be cut by about half, said Bill Carr, who's the Undersecretary of Defense for Military Personnel. For their policy, And don't be too sure about this halftime claim either. The plan is the Pentagon's best effort to make some fixes to the system immediately without having to seek congressional approval. Now watch for events that establish this statement as merely a nicer way of saying DOD, Department of Defense, and VA plan to administratively bypass elected legislators and do whatever the hell they want. A broader long-range plan unveiled by the White House on October 16th, based on recent recommendations from a Blue Ribbon Commission, will require congressional approval and will take longer to implement. The Pentagon's interim plan will be phased in with a pilot program to be launched in late November at three military hospitals. It's already underway here. Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C., National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, and Malcolm Grove Medical Center at Andrews Air Force Base, Maryland. The plan will expand to other facilities as officials evaluate its effectiveness, with the emphasis on facilities that treat greater number of troops wounded in the war. Carr said the expansion will take place as fast as it can. You bet they're going to rush it through, just like they rushed through this General Peak. But I have just found out the reason they rushed General Peak in is that they found out that I was going to be on his case. And since I'm the guy who was very instrumental in pushing the Lawyers for Veterans law that was passed on June 22nd, they got a little scared when they knew I was in on the picture. I'm very popular in Washington. I guess I don't have to tell you, Bill. When they knew I was in on it, they pushed this guy in fast. They didn't wait for the confirmation hearings because I had a lot of promises from people on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, some of the Democrats on there, Patty Murray for one, that she's going to scrutinize this guy Peak very carefully. They didn't say a word. They let the guy pass, and they didn't even oppose him. Now, the plan, this is a top priority of Defense Secretary Robert Gates, and it's the Pentagon's answer to the Walter Reed scandal earlier this year, in which media reports describe wounded troops caught in a tangle of red tape during their treatment and subsequent medical evaluations. And the problems were further complicated by the slow-moving VA benefits process. And VetNet, there in Pilot Point, Texas, again, Mr. Michael Davis, he runs VetNet, and he runs Vietnam Combat Vets Limited. VetNet believes this will continue and get even slower, and poor coordination between the VA and Pentagon, and exacerbated by the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, which more than 28,000 troops have been wounded and more than 13,600 of them seriously. The new program will evaluate all service members equally regardless of how their conditions develop. Each service now does its own physical exam during the process, leading to possible separation, and each service member is rated for his condition. A member medically separated or retired who then seeks VA care faces another physical examination and yet another rating. The single exam will be administered to troops as part of the Standard Medical Evaluation Board, that's an MEB, which determines a member's fitness for duty. But instead of a military doctor, no longer, a VA-qualified provider, like QTC, with access to the member's medical records, will perform the exam. Now, watch for QTC's contract to continue their expansions via personnel like Anthony Principi and General Peak, who bounce back and forth between the VA and QTC. During Principi's bouncing, QTC's contracts went from $18 million to $1.2 billion. And now it appears they're going to get to add DOD to their contracts, and things may get truly ridiculous. Now, here's a note. VetNet has received reports that compensation and pension disability examinations done by VA doctors cost only $89.80, while those done by QTC Corporation clerks cost $495, 500% more. Now, VetNet requests the assistance from any available investigators with capabilities and time to disclose, obtain, and submit copies of documentation that confirms or disproves these reports. Now, I've been stating this for months and months and months, what's going on, that it could cost only $89.80 if done in the VA hospital, but being that the QTC clerks are doing it, it's costing $495. And it's bad enough that they're screwing the American taxpayer out of all this money. They're screwing the disabled veteran out of an MD evaluation because the clerks are doing it at QTC, and they sign off for a signature for some medical doctor who's on their staff who has never even seen the veteran. I mean, if that's not chicanery, I don't know what is. And if the Medical Evaluation Board, which also considers a commanding officer's input, decides the member does not meet retention standards, the case is referred to a Physical Evaluation Board. The board decides whether to retain, separate, or return the member to duty, and under the current system can determine the nature and amount of military disability benefits. Troops will retain the right to appeal this decision to a formal Physical Evaluation Board. But if the original finding is confirmed, the new system will allow troops to have any single condition or rating reconsidered. And there's no mention of multiple or combination of conditions by a VA decision review officer while still on active duty. As it now stands, if a member is rated by the military as at least 30% disabled, he is medically retired unless the member served more than 20 years. A rating below 30% calls for medical separation and, under some conditions, a lump sum one-time payment. In the new plan, the military will no longer issue ratings. That will be solely the VA's job, and that's bad news. But until the law is changed, the military will continue to base its disability ratings decisions only on these conditions that make a member unfit for continued service. If the Physical Evaluation Board and Medical Evaluation Board process can, and when forced by the service member, has considered and rated service cause or aggravated conditions that do not make a member unfit for continued service. This Dole Shalala Commission did every veteran and every retired military man in this country a total disservice. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Donna Shalala, who was from the Clinton administration, and Dole. Dole always reminded me of somebody who chases the kids off his... He always reminded me of somebody who chases the kids off his lawn. You know?
It's like I was going to ask you, somebody sent me an email saying, is that Elizabeth Dole or Bob Dole? Because remember, she ran the Red Cross for a considerable period of time.
Yeah, this is Bob Dole.
Okay.
Now, for example, if a member is rated as 20% disabled for a knee injury and 10% disabled for hypertension, the military's rating for the purpose of deciding whether to keep or release the member would be only 20%, since hypertension is treatable, Carr said. Even if untreatable, any hypertension or other medical conditions caused or aggravated by military service can be considered and applied toward military rating calculations for military medical retirement based on a 30% or greater total service-connected disability rating. Note, military medical retirement provides veteran and eligible dependent resources that the VA does not. And in contrast, the VA would use the total rating of 30% to calculate disability compensation for that member using its own formula, which always shortchanges the veteran. On the surface, this sounds quite beneficial to the disabled service member. VA math calculations, however, can more often make it more detrimental and not helpful to a disabled veteran. And here, let me give you an idea. They have something called the VA's VACALS records, which shows how the VA disability works. And if a veteran applies for disability for his injuries in the service, and he asks for 2, 3, or 4 things, or even 5 things on his disability, and they grant you only one of what he's asked for, they count it as a full adjudication of the claim. And therefore, I approached a high-up official of the VA on this, and he says to me, he says, how did you get access to the VACOLS records? I said, it's in the Library of Congress. The public has access to it. And then he says, if you tell anybody that you talk to me, I'll deny. I'll deny I even talk to you. And he said, this is what we call VA creative mathematics. This is what we're dealing with. This is what the veteran is forced to deal with. In Italian, we call them schifosos. And that's what they are. They're a bunch of schifosos. Now, let's get right over here to...
Well, let's hold on a minute. We've got a break coming up. You know, folks, this is abominable. The 30% disability pension turns out to be about $700 a month to support as much as a wife and three children. One of these guys are going nuts. And one of their claims. We'll be back in a moment. I'll bring you the pricing news on Republic.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Continue on, please.
Okay. We were talking about General James Peake, that Bush has just installed as the Secretary of the VA, and they actually sneaked him in about 10 days or so ago. It was on a Wednesday morning when they weren't supposed to have the confirmation hearings until March. But knowing that I was in on this, and with the promises some Democrats, including Senator Patty Murray of Washington State, made that she was going to put Mr. Peek under very heavy scrutiny and see what he knew about the problems at Walter Reed and his relationship with QTC Corporation. General Peek is saying now that he will discontinue his relationship with the QTC Corporation because it would be a conflict of interest. Ho, 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 conflict of interest. What do you think this whole thing has been over here? But anyhow, this is the first time a doctor was picked to head the VA. And Emily A. Larimore, White House spokeswoman, said Peek would sever all ties to QTC to avoid any conflict of interest. And Anthony Principi, who preceded Nicholson as VA secretary, he now is QTC's chairman, and he previously was his president. So he recused himself from any actions relating to QTC during his tenure, which ended with his resignation in early 2005. And Principi is also now a senior vice president for Pfizer and sent letters of endorsement for Peek's nomination to leaders of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, which had voted on his nomination. And a letter of endorsement by Principi should bring up alarms in everybody's head. It's terrible.
Major
really.
Conflict of interest. No two ways about it.
No. Terrible conflict of interest. And this is something which should not be. And but this is Washington. This is Washington, D.C., Bill. And here are the ground rules they play by in Washington. And never mind that these particular players are Republicans. I guarantee you the Democrats play by exactly the same rules, and those are to deceive the American people at all costs, no matter what it takes, to lie, to cheat, to steal, and then deny, cover up, and delay. And when will it ever stop? I say it'll stop when we storm their Bastille, erect the guillotine, and march the perfume princes up to the steps for their final appearance. And the perfume princes, I mean not just the VA executives, I mean the perfume princes who are congressmen and senators in Washington. We need some major changes here. Major changes.
No kidding. It's like that. That's exactly the point. But people don't want to do that. They're tired of the quote-unquote violence, the discord. It's like, you know, I'm going to bring up an issue that's not related at all. That's the Mitchell Report on baseball. It's amazing because this country, the people in the country don't seem to care. It's like the fact is that they don't care about that. What the heck are they going to think about our veterans?
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back in a moment, Bill Brumbaugh.
I wish Congress would keep their nose out of the steroid
Exactly. We'll be back in a minute. Here on the Practical News on Republic Radio. Our Burn Club, Bill Brumbaugh.
With recent internet.